Fool's Day. There we go. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the April 1st meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We have some communications items up front and then a couple of times certain items and the rest of our agenda as well. So I see that we have at least some of the folks that have signed up to testify here. Let's take our communications items, and I think you may want people to come up as a group rather than one at a time. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you could call, the all five, please.
320, request of Yuri Boyechko to address council regarding the mayor and chief of police participation in the Ukrainian Church New Year celebration and prayer for Ukraine. 321, request of professors Ola Taratula and Olena Taratula of Oregon State University to address council regarding their current work at Oregon Health Sciences University and their journey from Ukraine to OSU. 322, request of Olga Parker of Oregon State University to address council regarding her professional practice and work with the Slavic community. 323, request of pastors Paul Demjanic and Ilya Globak to address council regarding Christian aspect of Slavic community. And 324, request of Levkiv Ukrainian American Cultural Association to address of Ihor Levkiv to address council regarding Ukrainian American community of Portland Metro.
Well, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I wanted to get everybody up at once here. So I think you're on first, Yuri, so welcome.
Thank you. Dear Mayor, dear Portland City Commissioners, my name is Yuri Boyechko, and I'm a member of a local Ukrainian-American community, and I'm also the editor and publisher of monthly bilingual magazine, Canon. In December 2012, Chief O'Day established the Slavic Advisory Council, of which I'm current member. Over the last 2+ years, a positive open dialogue and interactions that materialized on this council between police department and community members and has been very beneficial for both sides. I feel the productive and useful result that this council collectively achieved is just another example of positive steps in process of building solid foundation for stronger relation between the Portland metro area city government and local American-Ukrainian community. On January of this year, the local Ukrainian-American community organized a Christmas Carol Prayer for Ukraine rally. We were honored to have Mayor and Mrs. Hales, along with Chief O'D, join us and show support for our cause with their presence and encouraging words. Thank you. Dear Mayor Hales and Chief O'Day, on behalf of a local Ukrainian community, I would like to personally thank you for your support. This means a lot to me and for our Ukrainian-American community. I believe that your participation in our event was just another step toward achieving our united goal of building a solid foundation for stronger and more productive community partnership. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And I'd like to introduce next speakers, Professor Olena Taratula, Oregon State University, Olga Parker, mental health and substance abuse therapist, Pastor Paul Demjanic of Ukrainian Baptist Church, and Ihor Levkiv, President of Ukraine-America Cultural Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Yuri, for introduction. Mayor Hayes, members of City Council, thank you for this great opportunity to speak here today and to bring to your attention a side of Ukrainian community which you may or may not be aware of. My name is Olena Taratula, and my husband, Oleg Taratula, present here, and I, we are professors at College of Pharmacy, Oregon State University, working here in Portland in that newly built collaborative life sciences building. And it is a common knowledge that the significant number of PhD students in science in the United States are not U.S. natives, but are from abroad. And among those students, Ukrainian students have demonstrated deep knowledge, significant achievements in scientific discoveries, for instance, publishing recognized work in prestigious papers, as well as mentoring and training both undergraduates and graduate students in American universities. And Ukrainians have always been known as hardworking people, either in business, community infrastructures, or other settings, including scientific settings. And I personally know at least 10 PhD students in science from Ukraine only during last 3 years working at Oregon State University. And all of them have acquired prestigious academic or industrial positions here in the United States or in Europe. So with this, I want to truly thank Oregon State University, City of Portland, and the great state of Oregon and America for providing Ukrainians like us opportunity to pursue scientific and personal dreams and for supporting Ukrainian community. My husband and I, we've had a similar journey to those students I was talking about. We came in 2003 to the United States at the age of 22 for opportunities which we did not have in Ukraine at that time to pursue a PhD in a cutting-edge scientific field of nanotechnology. And after 5 hard-working years with advanced degrees in our hands, we moved forward to our goal of being independent researchers in the field of nanomedicine. And after another 3 years, we became faculty members of Oregon State University to pursue a goal to cure cancer using a nanomedicine-based approach. And thank you for this opportunity and for supporting Ukrainian community, and thank you so much for your attention. I hope it was useful.
Thanks very much. You're next.
My name is Olga Parker. My last name is not Russian. I came here 25 years ago. And I'm married, so now I'm Parker. I came as an immigrant, not as a refugee, to this country in a group of Russian-speaking specialists, professions. And I have a PhD from clinical psychology from Moscow State University. And here in the United States, I actually provide a lot of clinical work. For all these years, I had been working for CODA, and now I'm working for Lutheran Community Services, and I also have my own business, Modus Vivendi. And I provide all clinical work that you can think of, mental health therapy, substance abuse treatment, provide treatment for clients who have domestic violence issues, for victims and perpetrators. I have contracts with Multnomah County, to provide treatment, substance abuse. I'm working with DCGA clients. And majority of my clients, 99% of them, Russian speaking. Majority of my clients from Ukraine. I have clients from Uzbekistan, from Moldova, from Kazakhstan. Some clients from Romania, though they don't speak Russian. And I have to have an interpreter unless I speak English. I have probably just a few English-speaking clients, but mainly it is culture-specific service. This is what we provide. Our clients, this is all our patient services. A lot of people who have mental health services, mental health issues, usually attend their treatment at Lutheran Community Services with me. I'm working with other therapists who is also Russian-speaking. And we work with children, we work with families, with individuals. And I think this is very important because probably I would say 30% of my clients do not speak English, especially older generations. Even if I have younger generations who do speak English, they still benefit from cultural-specific issues that we provide treatment. So I think I'm probably out of time, unless you have questions.
Thank you. No, we may have questions at the end. I think we'll let the whole panel proceed. So, thank you.
I'd like to thank the Portland City Council for giving me this opportunity to address you today. Your invitation is a strong signal of support to our community and the testament of your commitment to serving this city. As introduced, Pastor Ilya Glebak, it's the largest Ukrainian Bible Church in West Coast, and I am Ukrainian Baptist Church pastor, and I am also the president of West Coast Ukrainian Baptist Convention. I'd like to take a moment to reflect on how I have witnesses. Our churches serve not only the Ukrainian-American, but also the Portland metro community over the past 24 years that my family and I have lived here. Our churches see themselves as shepherds of our flock, to providing them with a strong spiritual value and giving them practical example which they can use to enrich their lives on daily basis. By believing in the transformative power of the Bible, we feel that we are a critical component of helping strengthen the moral fiber of our community. We also try to accomplish with a goal to building relationship with other churches, civic organization, and through missionary work that put us shoulder to shoulder with the poor and helpless, not only in our local community, but throughout the world as well. Locally, when we bring together the elderly who may need something as simple as getting a letter translated with young adults, and who can help them translate the letter, we not only instill in the kids a sense of pride and belonging, but we also instill a sense of trust and respect in the elderly for those kids as well. And by encouraging our youth to participate in church services and various church activities, we help them build their confidence and strengthen their resolve to that they can naturally and become strong contribution member to our community. In summary, because of our churches, I feel that our community is a group that sees the spiritual needs of its members and one that is also willing to reach out of all those in need regardless of their beliefs, and one that has morally strong families where Christian values are always present and where respect for and participation of our nation, state, and local governments is strongly encouraged. I have seen these core values successfully involved in our Ukrainian-American community for over 20 years, and I am confident they will continue to do so for many years to come. On behalf of my fellow pastors and people here today, I am honored to have addressed you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Dear Mayor and dear council members, good morning. My name is Ihor Levkiv. I'm president of Ukrainian American Cultural Association. I'm also an international service manager working for Daimler Trucks North America, taking care of service accounts in Asia-Pacific and Latin America. We became organized more than 9 years ago as a non-profit umbrella group for the local Ukrainian-American community. We are thankful to you, dear Mayor, and the City Council for providing this time to recognize us. Our community is comprising of more than 80,000 people, and we have a distinct language and culture. The majority of the Ukrainian population here, the fourth wave of immigrants from Ukraine, which are declared its independence in 1991,
after many years of oppression. I would like to recognize Ukrainian community members that are present today, Alexander Moskal, the Portland and Vancouver branch manager, Ukrainian Federal Credit Union, Tatiana Terdal, Ukrainian-American Cultural Association board member, small business owner, her husband, Paul Terdal, visiting professor, Ukrainian Catholic University, small business owner, Alexandra Hritsak, professor of sociology, Reed College, Michael Tkachuk, president of Samaritan Missionary, Irina Duja, community member and volunteer, David Olson, former director of City of Portland, cable office coordinator of Portland, Lviv Sister City Project back in 2008, which we think we will continue try to establish with your help. Also, Leah Demyanik, Ukrainian-American Cultural Association board member, Maria Borisowska, Ukrainian-American Cultural Association member and volunteer, Oleg Taratula, assistant professor, College of Pharmacy, Oregon State University, Tatiana Odarich, family doctor, Vancouver Clinic, and Valentina Schmidt, Ukrainian-American Cultural Association member and volunteer. Our Ukrainian-American population in Portland metro area represents a hardworking, family-focused community of which the city can be proud. Since 2006, we have held celebrations of Ukrainian Independence Day, assisted in hosting Ukrainian delegations in Portland, laid the groundwork for a sister city relationship between Portland and Lviv, while working with other organizations, including the World Affairs Council, the State Department, and the city itself. Also, we helped create and support many additional organizations, such as Ukrainian School of Knowledge, the Portland branch of Ukrainian Federal Credit Union, Ukrainian language publications, as well as hosting radio broadcasts to our community. We are also a devout church-going community, and I would like to recognize several of our clergy. Some of them are here with us today. Paul Demyanik, president of Western Ukrainian Evangelical Baptist Convention, pastor of the Ukrainian Church of the Evangelical Christian Baptist. Ilya Golobak, pastor of Ukrainian Bible Church, Ukrainian American Cultural Association board member, Victor Burlaka, pastor of Ukrainian Bible Church Pathway to God. We have been working with Chief Larry Odia on the Slavic Advisory Council. We look forward to continue this relationship directly through Ukrainian American Cultural Association, and we thank Chief Odia for including and supporting us. The Chief's commitment to diverse communities in Portland is greatly appreciated, and I would like to recognize his involvement and appreciate his help. As the Council is surely aware, currently there is an ongoing crisis in Ukraine, one which has now gone for more than a year, with thousands dead and wounded casualties. There are over 1.2 million internally displaced people and refugees, of which over 60% are children and elderly. This situation is a result of an illegal invasion and seizure of Ukrainian territory in violation of international law and subsequent outside intervention seeking to subvert and destroy Ukraine's effort to reform its government and economy and stay independent. Because of this crisis, our Ukrainian community in Portland metro area has been working hard to collect humanitarian and medical supplies we sent back to our homeland. We are grateful to be working with Mercy Corps, headquartered here in Portland, who have just announced that they will immediately start administering humanitarian aid in eastern Ukraine. And I would like to recognize the involvement of this organization if such a tremendous help. On January 10th, 2015, it was an honor to have you dear Mayor and Chief Odia joining us to participate in our non-denominational Prayer for Ukraine rally, which helped raise substantial funds for Ukrainian relief efforts. During these critical times in Ukraine, we care and concern of the city of Portland and its elected officials mean more than I can say. On behalf of the Ukrainian American Cultural Association and the tens of thousands of families and community members in the Portland metro area, I would like to thank you all for your help and effort which you have extended and continue to offer us. We hope to see all of you at Lenz Park on August 22nd of this year for our official Ukrainian Independence Day celebration. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Mm. Thank you all. What an excellent panel. I think you've done a great job of showing us the size and strength of the Ukrainian community, the professional accomplishments, the role in the business community here, the amazing role the churches are playing, and then the partnerships that you have both with the Police Bureau and with Mercy Corps, shown how you really have worked to integrate your community into the life of the city of Portland. And I think you, in just a few minutes here, have really shown us a very broad picture of all those fronts that you're working on. Really appreciate you. Questions, comments for this esteemed panel that we have here this morning?
Thank you, Mayor Hales. Thank you, Commissioners. And thank you, Chief O'Day.
Yuri, thank you for organizing this. Thank you all very much. Well done.